Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, December 7th of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, the Miracle Man. My name is River Shukla, and I am here from Midland, and I'm so glad to be here with you, as I always am. Amen. And so, I'm from Midland, as I said. I'm from here in Midland, and it's good to be. Like I said, it's good to see you. And obviously today, 79 years ago, was Pearl Harbor Day, the day that Japan did the surprise attack to Pearl Harbor. But anyhow, like I said, good to have you all here with you, and so we had the leadership conference this past week at my church. It was a great conference. We talked a lot about leadership, and then of course on Friday night, as we always do during the leadership conference, on Friday night we took honor offering for the general, Dr. Barclay. And and it was one of my favorite things that he says every year on honor night is this: honor is in you. Honor will come out of you. I will say it again. If honor is in you, honor will come out of you. It's an easy concept. It truly is an easy concept that I wish more people understood. Nothing against me or nothing. It's just I wish more people understood. And also he talked a little bit about the reset. There's a reset in the church too, which part of the reset is, you know, shorter services, things of that nature. And there are some scary stats that I will not get into that Dr. Barclay shared about the church. Not Living Word Church, but like the American church. And someone asked, if some of you ask me, what about this great reset they're trying to push here on Earth, this great global financial reset and all that? I'm against all of it. I honestly, wonder why it has to happen and why it can't be after the during the tribulation. Why can't the reset happen after the tribulation? I mean, excuse me, during the tribulation. Why does it have to happen while we are here? And just today, the governess in my state, here in Michigan, made the awful determination today to extend for 12 more days indoor dining at restaurants, movie theaters, bowling, among other things. And I know whoever your governor is, whoever your president is, he or she is not God. The problem is we have to get our liberties back. And these tyrants cannot continue to take things, this kind of stuff, away. They cannot steal our election. Our elections. They cannot needlessly keep our businesses closed and try to get more and try to get for more unemployment and bigger benefits. So, if you're from out of Michigan, please keep Michigan in your prayers, please. Because it is rough. And DeWine had said something a few days ago about possibly more orders. Governor of Ohio, luckily, he has not followed through yet. I pray to God he doesn't. I tried to call his office yesterday even. And apparently that number only works in Ohio? Really? Shelley, I bet you know why I called his office, don't you?
Yeah.
To tell him not to.
Yeah.
Because it's as simple as this. America has to stay open. And people may say, COVID. We have more cases, we have more deaths, we have more. Oh, really? Here's the thing. As of August, 6% of those who died was strictly from COVID. The other 94% was underlying conditions. Or even false COVID. Maybe even. Or this. Maybe you died in a tragic car accident. Possibly. And then they tested after the death, they tested the person, and if they tested positive for COVID, they will put it down as a COVID death because the hospitals get more money. That's got to stop. Because that's fraud in another sense. And I hope that God... I believe in God that God would deal with a lot of this fraud that's going on in this country, both involving COVID and the election. And I got something to tell you that I just heard today about. So there's a certain county in Georgia And of course, in the state of Georgia, they used Dictatorship Voting Systems Incorporated, properly known as Dominion, but because of things I now know. But in this certain county, Republican votes, Trump votes, were given 85% weight. A Democrat vote, a Biden vote, was given 125% weight. Both should be 100% weights. You know what that shows me? That those machines favor one over the other. I think the owners of Dominion, it's time for them to go for a subpoena. Oh, in Georgia, you want to know why there were three different times that the votes were certified, all three times, and in pretty much none of the cases did it change hardly any votes at all? Because of those machines and the mail-in ballots. And Dominion is baked in fraud. Which means if it's a meal, you almost have to throw out the whole dinner and make a new one. Right, Shelley? You almost have to throw out the whole thing and make a new one because it's baked in it. Almost have to clean out the cupboards actually, and go buy a whole new set of groceries. I mean, it almost feel like, you know what I mean? Because, so, in other words, I still think God, I know for sure God is going to sort this out. And I saw that thing about Rudy yesterday. He tested positive, but of course recall his body healed. And it's wild to me the amount of people that I know of that tested positive. But most all of them, the younger ones especially, most all of them, they're all over it. And we know God is the healer, and he heals everything. He heals cancer, heart disease. Healed my hands from warts, healed my immune system, my kidneys. He still heals colds. He heals flu. He heals. Last I checked, he heals COVID-19. I'm asymptomatic, mild, moderate, or severe. God didn't say I'll only do it if it's asymptomatic, mild, or moderate. He didn't say that. He heals. It'll say in the Bible. And he healed all that were sick and were possessed of a devil. I can think of some people in Congress and some and governors and governesses and what have you. That have a demon. And want to know what that demon is? The demon of wanting to control and have power over everything. And this demon was sent here from China and Quran. And we have to continue to curse that thing. Every day at noon, take authority over that thing. Curse that thing. And I'll hear him say all the time, oh, we want to get it to where it's manageable. We want to get it to where the hospitals aren't, quote-unquote, overwhelmed. Or they'll say this, oh, COVID will never exactly be 100% eradicated. You lying thing, you. Take authority over that thing. Curse it. Because God hears the cry of his people. So God's people from every country and from every city and state in this country and every other country of the world, does it matter whether you have cases or not in your country? Have to take authority and curse COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, I hear it called. Take authority over that thing and curse it. And I think the best days of the kingdom of God are at hand. I really do. With those who seek God, it's going to be fine. Yeah, it is. At my church, we're like 80% built in new administration building. There's about 20% we can't move into. I mean, it's all built, but there's 20% you still can't move into. And they're about to tear down two old buildings. And so praise God for that. In the year of a plandemic mandemic, it's both. And we raised a lot of money with that building. And it's now being moved into. And by the way, the leadership conference, they met the budget first night. The closest I've heard of in the past of meeting the budget was second night of any conference, right? So you remember second night, never first. I mean, there was one conference like 20 years ago out of state where Dr. Barclay got there actually twice, two different years. Dr. Barclay gets there to do the conference. And the budget's already met. It's already paid for. Two different times. And I've heard that we'll get back to that. But the way I see it, the wealth of the riches, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. What about Anna?
Nothing, I'll tell you later.
Oh, never mind, listeners, something else. Never mind. I mean, but I will say I had the pleasure of sitting next to this wonderful person at the conference. By the way, Anna, if you're listening, thank you so much for everything, and you really are awesome. Now, on Friday, I did an interview with the show Celebrate Jesus Ministries. A man out of Evansville, Indiana, does it. And we talked, and I was on his show on Friday. It's a podcast. On it, we talked about, you know, my mom talked about her book, and I talked about my story a bit and about this show briefly. And we also, and then my dad discussed his heritage and how he got saved, how he came to the U.S., and how he got to know me, and then how he got to be married to my mom. And that was through helping me out. And so it was a great series of podcasts. And he does it in 10-minute formats, 10 to 12-minute formats. And I will be going through each one of those so I can see how we did. You say, oh, Miracle Man, you're going to be embarrassed when you hear yourself? No, I'm not scared. I'm not that scared. I hear in my own voice. But, you know, it was a great ministry opportunity, and my friend Jenny got to be there to watch me do it, and Anna. And so it was a nice thing we did, and I got to sing a song. By the way, we will be doing Christmas songs basically for the most part from here to the 23rd. As the 23rd wound up being the last show before Christmas, unless we have church on the 23rd, then it might be the 22nd. But either way, it'll be somewhere on there. And between now and then, we'll be singing Christmas carols. Of course, some traditional. A lot of the traditional, you know, like the fun ones, like Santa's Coming, and as well as a couple of ones that you might have not heard before, or maybe you have last year, like this one I've done before about Christmas through your eyes, and different ones like that. By the way, on Election Day, I did Where Are You Christmas? At some point this season, I'm going to do it when I got a better grip on those lyrics. I'm going to do it from our famous Christmas movie, The Grinch. And honestly, right now in Michigan, I feel like we are living in that movie again. The Grinch, Gretch, the Grinch in parentheses, Gretch, who stole Christmas. Jerry duty, jerry duty, black man, but you know it. Jerry duty, jerry duty, lockdown, 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 case, case, case. Something like that. And they, only in this one, when you open the door into the cave, instead you got Joni screaming, "You better wash your hands and play God your mouth." You know, and all that. That's what you got when you open the door to that cave. And it's still gibberish. You know that part where he's banging and he's doing that gibberish. It almost sounds like someone praying in tongues, but really is not. You know, remember Shelley?
Yeah.
And it literally sounds like the guy's praying in tongues, but he's not. No, he's not, because his heart's too size is too small. Yeah. Maybe it was more like four, but in the movie, three. But anyhow. Like I said, it's the We all need to remember as we go through this season that the true reason for the season is not gifts, it's not cookies, it's not about, you know, a nice performance if your kids, if your church, for whatever reason, did a Christmas pageant this year. It's not about the pageant. It's not about these Christmassy things we do, even though it's all great and fun, and I really enjoy all of it. And Pastor says, except for roof, 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 roof. Dr. Buckley says he doesn't like that one for some reason, but for whatever reason, I think that thing is hilarious. I do think that thing is hilarious, even though my pastor doesn't. But I mean, you'll be in the stores. You'll be in all these malls. You'll be listening to an oldie station, for example, maybe, and they'll have Christmas music, even playing songs about my Jesus, Silent Night, Away in a Manger. Do you hear what I hear? Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Of course, in addition to all those other ones, like I said, I enjoy it all. I enjoy them too. And so my church turned 40 years old this year. And Dr. Buckley asked Craig to come up Friday night and cover, try to sing, him and Brian, some of the songs of the last 40 years. And who was that who first did that Silly Through the Years thing? Was that Craig or was that Brian? Oh, that was Craig, and he said, through the years. Remember, Shelley?
Yeah.
And then I said, we all will be together. And they were thinking something else, but of course, after the 3 years of the years, I said, we all will be together, because my mind at the second was on the holidays. I think that's why I did that. You were trying to sing a country song, and they're like, how many of you guys like country western? And a few hands went up a little bit. And then he said, the bad thing about country is you lost everything. Yeah. And there's even some funny country Christmas ones. And they'll be like, in one of them they'll be like, don't give them the gift that you don't want. And what you think might be a great idea. What you think might be a great idea might make a doghouse your new home. Okay. But anyhow, the plan for tonight is we're going to sing a couple of Christmas songs. We're going to get into the Word tonight, dealing with some Psalms. And we're going to talk a little bit of sports. Anyhow, listeners, so what we're going to do first, like I said, is we're going to sing a couple of Christmas songs. The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. But since we've no place to go, Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, the fire is slowly dying. But my dear, we're still a good baby buying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. It doesn't show signs of stopping, but I bought some corn for Pibbly Poppin'. And there's lots I turn way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the bluebird that sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job while you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face, I'm afraid, the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is just a circus clown. He'll say, I am married. We'll say, no, man. But, I mean, we'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman before the other kiddies knock him down. Later on, we'll conspire as we drink by the fire. And as we dream by the fire, to face, I'm afraid, the plans that we made. Walking in a winter, we're walking in a winter, walking in a winter wonderland.
Playpen, but it pulls out.
Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Christ our Savior is born. Christ our Savior is born. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight. Thank you for your birth. We come before you this evening, and we're so grateful that you came to earth. You came to show us the way. Then you did your ministry on the earth. Then you came and died on the cross for us. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you've done for us, everything you're doing for us, everything you're going to do for us. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for your hand upon us. And I take authority right now over all sickness and disease that is trying to live in our bodies. I curse all of it in the name of Jesus, whether it's a cold, whether it's the flu, whether it's cancer, diabetes, whether it's COVID, whatever that thing is, I take authority over it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nazareth. And I thank now, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this time in your word. We're about to open the Holy Book and read the Holy Scriptures. And I thank you that as we do that, that this would minister to us. Thank you that you use me to be a minister tonight accurately, and that everything I say would be led by you. And I just pray that these listeners have a heart to hear, and ears to hear, a heart to understand. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And now I make my confession, Lord God, over the show. Broadcast tonight. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most of all, Lord Jesus, most of all, I thank you for a huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of, turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Psalm 47. Praise God, Psalm 47. And we are continuing our series for right now on the book of Psalms. We are, I decided to start partway through for now, but then I'm in for right now, you know. But then at the end of this week, though, what's going to happen is that after that, I'm going to move into teaching on Christmas, the birth of Jesus, why do we have Christmas? And why did Jesus come to the earth? And things of that nature. But then after that, we're going to delve back into Psalms, and we're going to start from the beginning. All right? Psalm 47. That's a, I'm going to come back to verse 1 later. We'll do that later. For now, we're going to read starting with verse 2. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. God has ascended. Among shouts of joy, the Lord, amen, the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, and the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain. It is beautiful in its loftiness, the joy of the whole earth, like the utmost heights of Zephon is Mount Zion, the city of the great King. God is in her citadels. He has shown himself to be her fortress. When the kings joined forces, when they advanced together, they saw her and they were astounded. They fled in terror. Trembling seized them, their pain, like that of a woman in labor, and destroyed them like ships with Tarshish shattered by an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God. God makes her secure forever. Selah. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgment. Walk about Zion. Go around her. Count her towers. Consider well her ramparts. View her citadels, that you may tell her, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever, and he will be our guide, even to the end. Psalm 49. Hear this, all ye peoples. Listen. All who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor, alike. my mouth will speak words of wisdom. The utterance from my heart will give understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp, I will expound my riddle. Why should I fear when evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches, no man can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for him. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough that he should live on forever and not see decay. For all can see that wise men die. The foolish and the senseless alike perish and leave their wealth to others. Their tombs will remain their houses forever, their dwellings for endless generations, though they had named lands after themselves. But man despises riches, does not endure. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the fate of those who trust in themselves and of their followers, who approve their sayings, sila. Like sheep, they are destined for the grave. And death will feed on them. The upright will rule over them in the morning. Their forms will decay in the grave. Far from their princely manations, but God will redeem my life from the grave. He will surely take me to himself. Selah. Do not be overawed when a man grows rich, when the splendor of his house increases, for he will take nothing of him when he dies. Splendor will not descend with me. Though while he lived, he counted himself blessed. And men praise you when you prosper. He will join the generation of his days who will never see the light of life. A man who has riches without understanding is like the beast that perish. Let me just see. Number 50. The mighty one God, the Lord speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a temple rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my consecrated ones, who made a covenant with me to sacrifice, and the heavens proclaim his righteousness. and God himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need for a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens. For every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the creatures of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the word is mine. I mean, the world is mine and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God? Fulfill our vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble? You call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will honor me. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to recite my laws or to take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instruction, and you cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you join with him. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil, and harness your tongue to deceit. You speak continually against your brother, and you slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and accuse you to your face. Consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you into pieces with none to rescue. He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. We'll go to 51 and then we'll end it with that. David, who the prophet Nathan came to him after David because he had committed adultery. Listen. Verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot with my transgressions. Wash away all of my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you and only against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts, and reach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all of my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, overtaken your Holy Spirit from me, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the way of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness, O Lord. Open my lips and my mouth. My mouth will declare of your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. In your good pleasure, make Zion prosper. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then there will be righteousness. Righteous sacrifices, whole burnt offerings to delight you. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. I'm going to back it up to Psalm 47. We read some great psalms tonight. We really did. And so Psalm 47, it says, clap your hands, all you people. And then it says, shout unto God. It doesn't say whisper unto God with a little bitty, whisper, just whisper him your stuff with a voice of praise. It says a voice of praise. And then, of course, out of that, I'm not going to give a point for each verse, of course. I'm not even going to read every verse out loud, meaning other than what I just did. And then you can, verse one. So what I want you to get, point one, what I want you to get for point number one for Psalm 47 is, give praise unto the Lord, for he is king. subdued nations under. See, he chose our inheritance for us, the Father Joy, whom he loved. What's that? And then let's go to Psalm 48. Point one. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Now, obviously, my version says it a little different than that, but that's the way I always hear it said. In the city of our God, his holy mountain, it is beautiful. And it's the one that says, you know, the whole earth. He has going to be her fourth. And one that when the king joined forces, went. So, point number two, meditate on the word of God day and night. Meditate on the word day and night. It's really important. If you find yourself awake in the middle of the night for whatever reason, just meditate on it. Oh, you had a crazy nightmare that woke you up? Meditate on the word. You say, well, it's a nightmare. I don't have them. Righteous. And then, of course, what that is, too, is a psalm of praise. And I wanted to talk to you about a minute between the difference of praise and worship. When you praise, and furthermore, I'm not talking about it just from a music standpoint at all. Nothing against that. I didn't say I wasn't talking about it. What I said was I'm not strictly talking about it from a music standpoint. But praise is about what God has started, what God has already done. Worship is for who he is. And making mention of him. That's an important difference. And just because it's a fast song doesn't mean it's high praise. And just because it's worship doesn't mean it's slow either. No either way. I'm not a worship leader. It's not what I'm doing. But I am kind of showing you a difference. A little bit, but a lot of these songs, you may have sang songs in your churches that go along with at least parts of these. I know at my church we have, and a lot of them have to do with psalms, a lot. Let's look at 49 now. All this war and high, rich, and poor alike. Part point one. I will speak words of wisdom from my mouth. Right. I will speak words of wisdom. of my mouth. If you're a Christian, you shouldn't be a fool. You shouldn't be a fool, and you shouldn't be acting a fool. I give understanding. I will turn my ear to the power with the heart. With the harp, I will expound my riddle. Why should I? And then verse 5 here, it says, why should I fear when evil days come? Here's what I would say. Do not be afraid when the evil day comes. Oh my! Are we in an evil day or what? We are in the last of the last days, listeners, in case you haven't figured this out. We're in the last of the last days. We are. And things we're dealing with right now, some of these things that are in your Bible right now, there will be earthquakes, there will be pestilences in various places. And you want to know what a pestilence can include? The virus. COVID-19, the virus. It's considered a pestilence. They call it a pandemic. I say it's a plandemic because they were making plans for this for a great many years. Back to the word. Well, I was just pointing out something. Why should I fear when evil days come? And then it says, and after the comment says, when wicked deceivers surround me. Oh, my. Oh. Look, listeners. There's all kinds of deception going on in the church. And faulty doctrine. And you have to be very, 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 very careful that you can rightfully divide the word of truth from the lies. You have to be very careful. Don't be all given into fables. And like this whole thing about there is no hell. There's all kinds of different ways to heaven. It's okay. I can live any way I want to. False. Oh, there's all these different ways to heaven. False. There's only one. There is no hell. False. But what can be even worse than the false doctrine are deceived doctrines. And so they're false. They can be deceptive. They can perform miracles and say, oh, these miracles are from Jesus. Oh, look, everybody, so-and-so got healed out of the wheelchair. Hallelujah. And raised from the dead, or what have you. And then it turns out, no. So, you got to be careful. You got to watch. And then it talks about, you know, the difference between wise and foolish a little bit. It talks about how all will die. Verse 12, it says, man despises his riches. He does not endure. In other words, man does not endure forever. You don't have to write that down. That was just saying. The fate of those who trust in themselves, of those followers who approve of their sayings, like sheep, they are destined for the grave, for death will meet them. The upright will rule over the wicked in the morning. And the forms of the wicked will decay in the grave, far from their princely manations. God will redeem my life from the grave. He will surely take me by himself. I'm just looking over these. The heavens proclaim the righteousness of the Lord. And God is judge over them all. And then he talks, God talks to Israel for the rest of this chapter. Let's look at 51. It says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your love, because by your great compassion will harm my transgression. It says, God will wash away your iniquity and will cleanse you of your sin. That's an important one. That's number one for Psalm 51. And then he spends some time talking about how what he did was evil. And under that, you can write down, God wants me to be whiter than snow. And he said, let me join glad. Let the bones of Christ rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and not my own. And then, number three. God will create in you a pure heart if you ask him for it. He will give you a clean and pure heart. And then number four, God wants to restore the joy you had when you first got saved. Hallelujah. And then it talks about how the Lord doesn't just delight in sacrifice, that what he wants ultimately from us is to trust God, to trust him. He wants us to obey him. He wants us to live a good life for him, not to just come and sacrifice. And there's nothing wrong with stretching, nothing wrong with giving in offerings. In fact, you should be giving in tithes and offerings. I think of the verse all the time. Give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But what God meant in that sense is that he would rather... Oh, another point. God said, my people will honor me. Under that right, honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. And that one, listeners, kind of goes back to what I said earlier this evening in the broadcast when we said, if honor is in you, honor will come out of you. and that's a good little nugget right there. If it's in you, it'll come out. Because I know there's other things, like they say, water in, water out, this in, that out. But all the Psalms, they're all different from each other. But there's a lot of times in Psalm where it talks about salvation, where it talks about how you don't have need for fear. And if he's my light and my salvation, why should I be in fear? Why should I be in fear? And so, but worship I'm gonna take a couple minutes and kind of talk to you again about worship. Worship, of course, is something you do as unto the Lord. And worship is not just something, obviously, you do at church, or you do when you listen to my show, when I come on and sing these songs and say, we'll worship the Lord a few minutes. Not just singing. Although I absolutely can include that. Worship is adoration. And by adoration, I mean adoring Jesus. So basically, when we're saying, oh, come, let us adore him, we're basically saying, oh, come, let us worship Jesus. That's basically what we're saying when we say that. But be careful when you say you adore somebody, because we're not supposed to worship people. We're not supposed to worship other gods. Oh, by the way, God said, it's in the commandments, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and serve him only. That's one of the commandments. And of course, praise is like thanks, and then worship, like I said, is making mention of him. And worship is also, like I said, it's a lifestyle. And Jesus really should be your first love. If Jesus is not your first love, why isn't he your first love? Why? At Invasion this year, everyone who was there at that night, who was there on a certain night of Invasion last year, was all given a few cards. On these cards, those of us who were there, we could fill out on each card the things we couldn't live without. And Jesus was to be one of them. I mean, the hope was that Jesus would be one of them. And people put other things on there. I put a couple of humans on there. and then something else. And we had to lay down the other ones, and we could not pick them up. We whittled it down to one. The one I kept, of course, Jesus. And so, Jesus really should be your first love. He really should be. If he's not, then you have problems with God that you'll have to deal with. Because God will judge you on Judgment Day. He will. He will. Jesus will. He will. And so, praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time tonight. Thank you for this wonderful word. I pray that this word would just get on the inside of us, and that we would just let this word permeate us, and that we would do your word and put it into practice. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for it. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Sports. The Lions actually got a win yesterday over the Bears. It was the first win over the Bears in the last eight tries. And they won 34-32 after being down by 10 points in the fourth quarter. They are now 5-7. And people are saying, some people are looking and saying, you know, yeah, the Lions got a win. Look, they have a win. They have another win. Now they're 5-7. Woo! But then on the other hand, people are like, well, in a way they're like, well, they should have lost this game. They would have said, here's how a loss can help you. A loss can help get a higher draft pick. They have the 9th overall draft pick. Now they're down to the 12th. And they play Green Bay on Sunday. And the Lions are going to be looking for a new head coach at the end of this. And possibly a new quarterback. So, if they could somehow get to 9-7, that wouldn't be bad, but still, they'll have to do some rebuilding next year, to a degree. I don't know what all that's going to entail. I have no idea. I have no idea. Michigan's game against Maryland was postponed. Michigan State got pummeled by that team to the south, 43-12. Now Michigan is supposed to play that team to the south on Saturday, and basically they can basically forget about it, about trying to win. But who knows? They could surprise some people and win. But Michigan is struggling this year. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.